Unit 3. On the Way Introduction. Part A. Know-how for tour guides. 1. On the Way Introduction. Miss Chen Xiaoqing is a new guide of Jinan Overseas Travel Service. She is assigned to take the Browns around Jinan. After she studies the reception program, Mr. Shen Guo advises her how to escort tourists. 1. Listen carefully and fill in the blanks with the words or phrases you've just heard.
1. Inform tourists of the itinerary of the day.
2. Introduce the local customs and scenery on the way.
3. Briefly introduce the tourist destination.
4. Initiate entertainments to promote friendship between tourists.
5. Make a summary of the sightseeing activities on suitable occasions.
6. Provide additional insights to the places of interest or tourist sites to further impress tourists on the way home. 2. Listen again and answer the following questions.
1. Do you think the guide should initiate some entertainments on the way to the tourist site?
2. Why should a guide add more short introductions on the way back home even after the travel is over? 2. Introduction on the coach. As a senior guide, Mr. Shen Guo attaches great importance to the presentation on the coach. He gives more suggestions to Miss Chen Xiaoqing about the know-how of introduction on the coach. 1. Listen carefully and match the information in column A with that in column B. There are two extra items in column B.
1. Cordially give greetings to all the tour members.
2. Briefly give an introduction of the travel schedule of the day.
3. Introduce the historical background of the city, the local customs, and the landscape on the way.
4. Have some on-bus games to animate the atmosphere. Sing local tunes for tourists or teach them to sing some folk songs.
5. Walk about the coach periodically to talk casually with the tourists and answer questions raised by them.
6. Make shopping tip presentation when they are approaching the shopping mall.
7. At the end of the day, thank tour members for their cooperation and make announcement of the arrangement of the next day, including the morning call, time for breakfast, time and place of departure, and others.
2. Listen again and answer the following questions.
1. What can you do to liven up the atmosphere and enhance the friendship among the tourists on the coach?
2. What do you announce to the tourists at the end of the day when you come back to the hotel? Part B. Listening comprehension. It is 4:30. After they check in Jinan Crown Plaza, they travel to see Baotu Spring, which is known as the first spring under heaven. 1. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with the words or phrases you've just heard.
Baotu Spring. Baotu Spring, or Jet Spring, is located in Baotu Spring Park, southwest of the old Jinan City. The spring pool is rectangular, with water 30 metres long, 18 metres wide, and 2.2 metres deep. It is the symbol of Jinan, which is known not only as the first of the 72 springs in Jinan, but as the first spring under heaven. With its earliest account in Annals of Spring and Autumn, it has a long history of more than 2,600 years. Because it is both pure in quality and mellow in taste, the natural spring water could be directly used for drinking. When water bursts out through the three outlets, the spring gives thunderous sounds, and water columns surge upwards, looking like spinning wheels. The spring keeps its temperature at about 18 degrees Celsius all year round. In the cold winter, mist rises from and hangs over the spring pond, and the clear, deep spring water reflects the ancient-style buildings with colourful carvings and upturned eaves. The landscape presents a picturesque view of a paradise on earth. Poems and prose have been written for the spring view. It is one of the three major places of interest in Jinan.
2. Listen to the passage again and answer the following questions.
1. What is the symbol of Jinan? What is its reputation?
2. Where is the Baotu spring located? What is the size of the spring pool?
3. How many outlets does the Baotu spring have? How long has it been existent?
4. What does it look like when the water bursts out? Part D. Situational dialogue. The Confucius Temple. The tourists are standing in front of the Confucius Temple. They are amazed at the grand complex with a history of more than 1,000 years. Miss Qin Xiaoqing explains the layout of the great temple before they get in. 1. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false. If it is true, put T in the space provided, and F if it is false.
Well, the temple in front of us is the Confucius Temple. It is a memorial temple for people to offer sacrifices to Confucius.
Wow, what a grand temple it is. It looks like the Imperial Palace in Beijing.
I agree. In fact, it was built according to the layout of an imperial palace. No matter from what angle you look at the Confucius Temple, it is all the same, magnificent and resplendent.
How many buildings are there in the temple?
The temple is quite big. The whole building complex includes 3 halls, 1 pavilion, 1 altar, and 3 ancestral temples. It is divided into 9 courtyards. Altogether, there are 466 rooms and 54 gateways.
I couldn't expect that there are so many buildings in the temple. No wonder it looks like a royal palace. I'm afraid we'll get lost.
Well, I'd like to tell you the layout of the temple. The main buildings lie along a north to south axis, and the attached buildings stand symmetrically on both sides. We'll visit the main buildings. You won't lose your way.
That's a good idea. In front of the gateway.
This is the first gateway of the Confucius Temple. It is called the Golden Sound and Jade Vibration Gateway.
I'd be interested to know why the gateway is connected with gold and jade.
In Chinese tradition, what the saint said is considered very valuable, like gold and jade. Mencius believed the voice of such a great thinker like Confucius is golden and can make jade vibrate.
I see.
Now we come to the special stone steels, which you may not have seen before. It is the steels of dismounting. On the steels writes, officials should dismount here.
They look strange. Could you explain why officials dismount here?
In ancient times, officials must dismount horses or sedan chairs and walk on foot to show their respect for Confucius when they pass by the temple.
That's good. I know many people respect Confucius in the world. Confucius temples were established in other countries, such as Korea and Japan.
Right. When you are in China, do as the Chinese do. So we have to park our coach outside the gateway.
2. Divide the class into groups and do the dialogue. Pay attention to your body language. Part E. Introduction to tourist site. The Browns leave for Tai'an City, which is 68 kilometers away from Chufu. Now they are hiking in Mount Taishan, one of the most famous mountains in China. Miss Chen Xiaoqing introduces the landscape while she asks tourists to be careful. 1. Listen carefully and remember the places of interest, events and features of Mount Taishan.
1. Mount Taishan is a sacred place where Chinese emperors worshipped heaven and earth. You may introduce as many as 72 emperors have come to offer sacrifices to the Holy Mountain.
2. Dai Temple is the first stop for the pilgrims on their way to Mount Taishan. Tourists certainly will view the Tianquan Hall, the Hall of Celestial Gifts, one of the three great halls in China.
3. The Mid-Heaven Gate forms the crossing of the east and west routes. Here you may ask tourists to have a view of the scenery in different directions.
4. The Five Pine Pavilion is the place where the first emperor, Qin Shi Huang, took shelter from the rain. Why is the pavilion known otherwise as Five Dafu Pines? You should explain it.
5. The 18 bends are breathtaking, while the Jade Emperor Summit gives tourists a feeling of climb Mount Taishan and the world appears small. Mount Taishan. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to take you to hike in Mount Taishan. Although Mount Taishan is not the highest mountain, only 1,545 metres high, it is the most famous among the five sacred mountains in China and symbolises the Chinese spirit. There goes a saying, mountain is famous not for its height, but for its holiness. Why do the Chinese say so? Let me tell you about it. Since the Qin Dynasty, Mount Taishan, as the royal object of cult, was the holy mountain where emperors used to offer sacrifices to heaven and earth. Many Chinese emperors, including the first Chinese emperor Qin Shi Huang, Emperor Wu Di of the Han Dynasty, Emperor Xuanzong of the Tang Dynasty, and Emperor Qianlong of the Qing Dynasty, held grand sacrificial ceremonies on its summit. In China, 72 emperors have come here to worship heaven and earth. Many writers also have left inscriptions and steles, and it gains the reputation as a natural museum of history and art. In China, we often use Mount Taishan to praise a person's devotion to his country. Mount Taishan is regarded as a holy mountain, and it is acclaimed as number one mountain of the Wuyi, the five sacred mountains. Ladies and gentlemen, the temple in front of us is the most famous temple on Mount Taishan, the Dai Temple. It is the first stop for the pilgrims on their way to the holy mountain. The original temple was first built during the Qin Dynasty. It is the largest ancient building complex on Mount Taishan. When you watch it from a long distance, you'll feel its magnificence. But when you look closer, you will feel astonished by its delicacy. Come on, let's go in. This is the most famous hall in the Dai Temple, the Tianquan Hall, the Hall of Celestial Gifts. Around the walls of the east, west and north of the hall is a large mural. It is 3 metres high and 62 metres long and named God of Mount Taishan on an inspection tour. Tianquan Hall is one of the three palace-style architectures in China. Now we come to the Mid-Heaven Gate. This site is only 847 metres high, but it is a very important because it forms the crossing of the east and west routes. From this point, you can get a fantastic view of the mountain. Look, on the east lies the pretty midstream mountain. To the west is the wandering Phoenix Valley. In the south is the misty Wen River, and to the north is the cloud ladder on the top of Mount Taishan. It is a fantastic view, isn't it? Well, let's go to another famous tourist attraction, the Five Pine Pavilion. It is also called the Five Dafu Pines. According to historical records, Emperor Qin Shi Huang came to worship heaven and earth in 219 BC. When he was halfway down the mountain, it began to rain heavily. He took shelter under the five pines. Later, he conferred them the titles of Dafu. Since then, about 72 Chinese emperors came here to offer sacrifices to God of the mountain and their ancestors. Everybody, now we're walking on the 18 bends. In fact, there are 1,633 steps along the route. It is a long and hard journey. Look up at the route, and it would appear to be almost 400 metres up vertically within 1 kilometre. You need to be extra careful when you climb the steps. At last, we arrive at the Jade Emperor Summit, the highest peak of Mount Taishan. Here is the Jade Emperor Temple, where a bronze statue of the Jade Emperor is enshrined. If you want to stay here overnight, you can enjoy the beauty of sunrise in the mornings in the East Pavilion and the golden belts of the Yellow River in the West Pavilion. Climb Mount Taishan and the world appears small. The feeling that all the mountains are below where we are standing is just the best. Do you think so? Have a rest.
2. Make a simulated introduction of the tourist site and try to animate your introduction using proper body language.